This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. This is Tracy. Carol is on vacation right now. So filling in for her is Kim Bergeron from Southern New Hampshire Kids. And in the studio right now with us is also Steve Freeman. And our guest, which I'm going to wait just a second to introduce. So you can listen to us on 107.7, which you probably are right now, WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region. Or you can also listen to us. What is the app?
Streaming.
Yeah, you can stream us. You can stream us at foodforthoughtnh.com, but there's TuneIn. You can listen to us at the app TuneIn. That's what it's called. And I love that app. You can listen to any radio station you want. So you can listen to us anytime there as well. Anytime you want to give us a call, you can call in at 866-823-1077. Call anytime during the show if you have a question for our guests or would just like to say hi. So without further ado, our guest in the studio right now is Stacy Murphy. And she is co-owner of Gale Motorsport, which is a fairly new restaurant in Manchester. So welcome, Stacy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Tell us about, for somebody who really knows nothing about what Gale Motorsport is, how would you explain it? Because I know it's got a little bit different of a vibe. So tell us about it.
So Gale Motor Company Eatery, actually.
Okay. So I'm saying it wrong. Sorry.
That's okay. Is restaurant on 36 Lowell Street. Used to be where the longtime Richard's Bistro was. Mm-hmm. And so it was a pretty popular location for a long time. And we took the space over. We've actually been there about a year now.
Yeah,
the 6th was a year.
April
that was our anniversary.
Are you coming up?
That kind of just eluded me for now because we're in the middle of another project. So, but we are culinary fusion. We are similar to tapas, but we're small plates, so not specifically Spanish. Our executive chef and the other owner, David, does an amazing job with culinary treats and putting things together, different flavors and spices that people have been really enjoying. So it's been fun. We do crafted cocktails. We make our own bitters and simple syrups and fresh fruits and fresh juices. We do crafted and local beers, which we rotate often. And we have a pretty good extensive wine list. Some of those wines run from $7 up to $36 a glass. And people
so something
have been coming
for
in. Yeah, something for everyone. And there's never waste because it comes home with me. So.
My kind of girl. So tell us about kind of what to expect when you walk in the door. What kind of atmosphere? What does it look like in there?
So our walls are the like spa tealish green and blue. It's a pretty low-key atmosphere. Bars in the center. The kitchen's open. You can see them cooking, hear
like
them
that.
Cooking.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. I like to watch that.
Bars right in the center. Tables along the side. We have black tablecloths on the tables only because when we renovated, the tables were really ugly.
Uh-huh.
So we do tablecloths. So don't be eluded that you can't come in casual clothes because you can because of tablecloths. You know, when I
because that's supposed to be considered like high end and all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But
and we're definitely
so
you know we don't want to be the high end. Our food is really good, but not that atmosphere. So people are really relaxed when they come in. You know, we do have linen napkins because I don't like paper. So,
I don't either. It's a good
kind
choice.
Of a high-ish end feel, but a relaxed atmosphere. Come
Absolutely.
In as you are.
Yep.
Hang out
yep.
with some friends.
Our servers wear jeans and they wear mechanics jackets with our logo on them.
Oh, so, that's really neat.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool, you know, and we play some all different music. It kind of just ranges and.
So tell us how the idea about it came how the idea came about and what prompted you guys to start this. Like, what's your history? Have you had a restaurant before?
So I lived in Woodstock, Vermont for probably 15 years. And I had 3 clothing stores, a cafe, and a brick oven pizzeria.
Wow.
Yeah. So
busy lady.
Yeah, it was a little bit busy. So I lived in New Haven for a long time, worked for Ralph Lauren in sales and loved the pizza. And so when I moved to Vermont, people had pizza. They would order pizza and they would order it with ranch dressing. And I was like, what are you doing with the ranch dressing? and they would dip the crust in the ranch dressing because the pizza was really disgusting. And I was like, that's not going to work for me. So we, you know, after that, I opened the cafe, found a space for a restaurant, and put a brick oven in, and brought Brick Oven Pizza, New Haven Pizza, up to Vermont. So when we relocated down here, and the restaurant's still up there, another gal runs it and owns it. But when we relocated down here, I didn't know what I was going to do with myself. So I started milling around and found the space and said, all right, let's do something else. And we took the space over. And the name comes from the history of the building. So the building was Richards, of course, but in 1925, it was R.F. Dufords, which was a car dealership. And they sold cars up and down the stairs, up both floors. So when we kept going through the history center, we found a few other names, Omar's Lunch and a few other strange things. But Gale Motor Company was the name of the car company that purchased it from R.F. Dufords.
I like it.
So that's where the name came from. And they stayed there until the 30s, and then they eventually dissolved. So.
Wow, I like that. I like how you bring history into the place where you're sitting.
This city, they sold Edsel's and Packard's, which are
Hudson's
and Mercedes, Rolls Royce sort of cars of the day.
So, I mean, back then, the windows in the front of the building were beautiful. They don't have those anymore. They have small windows. But the brick is really cool. Mm-hmm. There's the hardwood flooring, the high ceilings.
Yeah.
We ripped out the ceiling in the back room so you could see all the beams. So that's really fun. So
neat atmosphere.
Yeah, it was really cool to get the history and people.
So tell us, how's your pizza? I saw that you have pizza, and I actually read some comments on Facebook about the pizza, and it sounds like it's really good. So you got it so people don't have to dip their crust in the ranch, right?
Yeah, there's no crust dipping. But our pizza, we do them small right now because we don't have the facility to put a brick oven here.
Okay.
But the new project will allow us to make more pizzas and make them bigger.
So tell us about the new project. What's coming up?
So new project, we are opening our second location. It's going to be Gale Motor Company Pit Stop. It's going to be at the Mel's Funway restaurant location that's had a few turnovers for different things. There was Woodman's and Shorty's and Natticook Grill and Funway Burger, I think, was the last thing. But we are bringing our brand over there. It's going to be, and I don't love the term family friendly because it makes it feel like Fun World, but it's going to be family friendly but adult approved. Excellent. So, and adult worthy. So we're still going to have crafted cocktails, but we're also putting in a tiki bar. So there's a big patio location outside. We'll have frozen drinks and cool things outside there. We'll have music.
Makes me look forward to spring already.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah. We'll have a lot more of our pizzas. We've got some gourmet cool burgers on there. It's not going to break the bank. The pricing will be, and that was one of the big complaints of the other location. Pricing will be, $5, $6 for a really good burger. Joel and Bailey's whipping up our meats for us right now. And you could add some French fries that are, and he's doing a thin cut fry, like a buffalo French fry and a dill pickle French fry and some really cool, fun things that you don't see that often.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing a cool fried cheese curd. And so there's some new cool things. Some little bit of barbecue, a little bit of our tacos.
What's your time frame on that?
Because
I'm hungry now.
That's my next question. I was like, let's go.
I want to try those dill French
fries.
We're
shooting for beginning of April sometime, depending on permits
and soon.
Finishing up. Yeah, we want to kind of coincide with when the park opens up.
Right.
Definitely for April vacation. But, if we can do our anniversary on the 6th again, that's ideal.
That'd be nice, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. We're working hard. I'm covered in paint and sawdust right now. But I'll go back and paint some more when
picture.
I get back.
Yeah.
When we took over the space, every wall, it was definitely Chuck E. Cheese's Fun World in there. And it was neon green and blue and yellow and orange and red. Oh, and
it was a paintball or a purple light thing.
That's the building next door.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it probably looked like that inside. We walked in and went, oh, for the love of God, look at this space.
It had a lot of changes.
Yeah.
To make.
No tables and chairs match. Nothing matches. So we're redoing it. So it's going to be a modern garage-esque rustic because it is out in the middle of Litchfield,
Yeah.
So we have a barn
patio.
Outdoor patio.
Outside.
Yep. You'll be able to eat outside.
That. And that's good because there isn't anything in that location. No. So if you get something for everybody that I know I could take my whole family to, but then hey, hon, you want to go for a drive and let's go get something different? You have both, which I like that because, we're family. A lot of us are, and I like the option to have both and be able to do both. So that's good.
And I've taken my kids down there before to Mel's Funway, and, it's inevitably it's, we finish up, you know, when it's dinner time and they're like, oh, what are we going to eat?
Right.
You know, it's just so easy to just finish up and make, finish making it a day.
Yep.
You know?
And we will have a kids menu. We're working on that, but it's not going to be your typical kids menu with frozen chicken and Kraft mac and cheese. It's still all of our, it'll follow our homemade and everything made in house.
Yeah.
Theory, that's good. Cause my kids like what are I like that. They like kids. Real food.
Right. And yeah. My friend's kids and my kids, they do as well. You know, they eat steaks and they eat,
yep, right.
They
lobster eat rolls.
Pizza, they, I know. You know, grilled chicken, which you don't see very often, you know.
But I'm excited to eat outdoors because there are so many more today than there were 20 years ago, but most of them are on a street.
Yeah.
So to be able to sit like in the field
where it's quiet. That's
quiet.
True.
Cars aren't running by or driving by, and motorcycles and fire trucks.
Right.
And diesel engines.
And
I'm looking forward
when
to that.
When it's a really nice day, I will actually scour my phone for a place to eat that is outside.
Absolutely.
Because there's something about that. I think that it must affect you physically. There's something about sitting outside and whatever the atmosphere, if you like the city, if you like the country, you know, whatever it is, sitting there and just listening to the sounds and the fresh air. I think it just, I think it's healthy for you.
Love
it.
And just it boosts your mood. So I'm looking forward to that too.
So our umbrellas are being delivered. Stoli's a big supporter. So it'll be all nice red Stoli umbrellas out there.
Awesome.
Nice and clean, about 20 tables.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
the
looking.
The tiki bar is going to be the next thing we build.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And live music, you said too,
live
right?
Live music, yeah. Yep.
See, that even adds to the. To the health benefits.
So you can come by, you can buy the Mel's Day Pass for your kids,
right. and
you
can
see
go.
You later and come
exactly.
sit.
Exactly.
Have
I
a
like
good time
that.
Oh, I didn't even
oh, that's
think about
that.
Oh, that's
what I was totally thinking about. Oh, my
All
gosh.
All right, we are there. The
my
moment
boys are
it
there.
Opens.
Yeah.
Now, I was looking at your menu, and just something popped up to me. I'm sure this is maybe somewhat common, but I don't. It's not something I see very often. Cuban egg roll.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Popular.
That sounds so good.
Really popular. So he likes to do twists on regular things like the Cuban sandwich. So he puts in the ham and the Swiss and the pickles, rolls them all up in the egg roll wrappers, fries them a little bit, cuts them in half, serves them with yellow mustard. It's really one of the most popular items.
And
we
that
have.
Was the first thing that popped up on me. Tell me something else, another
popular
He does popular
something
item.
New on the menu because we change our menu every season. We like to, we don't specifically do specials because we do change the menu four times. So right now, one of the newest things is our bao tacos, and that's a steamed Asian bun.
I was just looking at that one.
Yeah,
that
they're
looks
really
so
good.
Cool.
Yep, steamed Asian buns that they make there, and it took David and AJ, our sous chef. Oh God, he put on his Asian. We have hot sake in there, and they gave us little Asian bandanas, and he put them on, and he was back there. I think it took him six times to get the buns the way we really wanted them.
Wow.
It was kind of funny at the time. But they make the buns, and he does it with a pork belly and pickled red onions, and it's really delicious. And they come in twos. We also do, which has been a standby, that if we got rid of, I think some of our customers would stab us or come for us in the night. So we do a spicy tuna on crispy rice, which is a tuna tartare that they mix up. It's on a Asian sushi rice that they just fry a little bit, put it on top, drizzle it with kimchi aioli, and serve it with some soy. One of the most popular things we have this
week. Sounds delicious.
Yeah,
oh
people love that.
That
so, and
really
I know they'd
good.
Kill us if we got it. So some of those
so
things
that one stays.
Stay. It stays. Those,
good,
the pulled pork tacos stay. The Cuban egg rolls have stayed. You know, we've added steak and cheese egg rolls.
Yeah, those sound good too.
You know, different pizzas, different salads, seasonal, different pastas we do. You know, we try and do vegetarian and, you know, he will accommodate allergies and things like
so
that.
Who comes up with your menu ideas?
David does, but
okay.
We like to travel a lot, so we try and get out and we find new things here and there. Then we make twists on them if we find something
cool.
That's
fun.
You know, like the bao tacos, we really love them. We were in San Francisco in Chinatown, and we couldn't read any of the signs, but we would just point and eat, and we're like, how do we make those? So,
right.
You know, it's really fun.
Yeah, so, that is fun.
Yeah, he's very creative, I gotta say. So
nice.
And then I taste everything he makes. So,
so that's the
just
fun
in
part
case.
Of the job.
So just in case it needed a flavor, you know.
Now, how did you guys come about working together?
So I owned a restaurant in Woodstock, and he was hired to be the executive chef of a rival restaurant, which was kind of funny. And the biggest problem with the rival restaurant, she came and she interviewed him in our restaurant. Strange, but she did. So, you know, he used to come into the restaurant all the time and eat there because he didn't like the food in that restaurant. And
oh, that's funny.
He said, your food's really good. And so we would talk and became friends. And finally, I was like, do you want a job? So She didn't like me so much after that. But it is what it is.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It is what it is. So.
And you tend bar at the
I have Sam. Sam is our head bartender who's usually behind the bar that you see all the time. Good-looking young kid, blonde hair. The women really like him.
That's a good person to have behind the bar.
Yeah, and I try and help him out when I need to, but I trying to do less and do, you know, trying to not work in their waiting tables and tending bar all the time, trying to, you know, like we have this new project, so.
Right, yeah, you have a lot of
I'm there all the time, but. Now, you know, we have to finish the project now. So you'll see Sam behind the bar.
Now, see you also have something called drinkable desserts.
We do. And we do them seasonally. So around Christmas time, and that's when Sam wanted to kill me, I'll redo my menu. And then 15 to 20 drinkable desserts came on. He's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Because he's going to learn them all.
He's going to learn them all. So really fun chocolate drinks and espresso martinis and all sorts of things. And we sell a ton of martinis. They're fun. So that was a fun thing that we did. But as the seasons turn, the drink menu changes, drinkable desserts, because they're not, the coffee drinks are ordered as much in the spring and summer. So they kind of come off after Christmas, and then they'll go back on towards the fall. We infuse our own sweet potatoes into vodka. We do a sweet potato pie martini. Wow. We do a fig Newton martini. We infuse the Mission figs into the Stoli vodkas. Things like that.
No wonder you're there all the time.
Yeah. Right. So much. I keep myself busy.
Your location on Lowell Street, is there an area to eat outside as well?
We have a front, I think we have one, two, three, four tables, five tables out front.
Yeah.
Our project was supposed to be to build the back patio that we're still going to build, that we have permits for. We will do that. We just have to get the other one up and running, and then we'll go back to getting that up because it's still early.
And then what days are you open and your hours?
We're open every day except for Sundays. Sundays we're closed. Mm-hmm. But we do lunch and dinner Monday through Friday and then just dinners on Saturday.
Okay. And what about your hours when you're in Litchfield? Is it going to be the same thing?
Litchfield's going to be lunch and dinner every day, especially all through the summer.
Right.
It'll be a year-round facility, but we'll be probably closed Sundays and Mondays in the wintertime, and then just do dinner, no lunches.
Right, right.
All year round.
And what is the website?
For the new one?
You're going to have two different websites.
We'll probably have one. We just have to get a move on that. Yeah.
What is it currently?
Gale Motor Eatery.com.
Okay. And are you on Facebook?
We are on Facebook. Okay. Yep. Most of our advertisements and if we're doing something are on our Facebook page.
Yes.
I can update that. Otherwise, I have to go to the website guy.
Right.
That is easy. So it's easier on Facebook.
Excellent. Well, Stacy, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about it. I've been wondering, and I'm ready to go. I would definitely like to go in and try it out. It sounds really good.
Good luck on your new project.
Yes.
Thank you.
And it will definitely be down there.
I really hope that you can open it April 6th. That would be really
neat. Yeah, we're working on that.
And then too.
From here, I'm going back. I actually have to stop into the Manchester location. Then I have to go back and paint some tables. So.
Well, there you go.
Well, thank you so much, and good luck with your new endeavor.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a quick break. When we come back, we'll be on with Shelley Walcott from Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. Be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. This is Tracy, and Kim is in for Carol today. And in the house with us is our lovely and favorite Shelley Walcott. How are you doing, Shelley?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, what is new with you? I know what's new with you. You're moving to the beach.
Ooh. Yes, we are moving to the beach, except we're going to have a snowstorm, so we might be postponing the move.
That's the way it works, right?
But more importantly, you know, we're having this recipe challenge, our 2017 recipe challenge.
Yeah.
And we did it differently this year. We opened it up to everyone. I am having so much fun seeing those recipes come in. I cannot wait till they start getting tested.
So you're getting a lot more than normal.
We're getting a lot and a lot of really unique, really nice stuff.
So tell us about it, because the last time I saw you, actually, I think was last year when you were having your recipe challenge. And so I don't remember too much about it. So fill us in on what you're looking for. And you said it's open to everybody. So
open to everybody.
Let us know about
so
this.
Anyone can create an original recipe. So it needs to be an original recipe, but it's so easy to create one. I mean, take your favorite recipe, your mom's, your aunt's, your grandmother's, and just change it up, change an ingredient, makes it a whole new recipe. Yep. What we've done this year is set up an online entry form. So it's so much easier. You go in, you fill in the information, tell us what spice blend you're using. Oh, by the way, the recipe has to use one of our spice
blends. Of course. Okay. Of course.
I forget to mention that. and it could be anything. I mean, anything. Anything from last year, someone made scones with our spice blends, which they were really good. So you fill out the form, you attach a picture of your dish, and you send it in. So the entries can come in through the end of March. We've had such a huge response. We may extend that just a little bit because I feel bad that some people are, you know, I'm getting emails saying, hey, I'm working on a recipe.
Oh, yeah.
Is that really
yeah.
the deadline? So we're kind of easygoing about that. We're really looking for everybody's great recipes.
Yeah.
And we're getting vegan recipes. We're getting really nice meat ones and seafood. There seems to be a big trend on lemon pepper this year.
Oh, yeah.
Which is...
I just love lemon pepper.
I know.
It's
yeah.
one of my favorite spice ones that you guys have.
Is it? You know what? I'm a shrimp scampi gal.
Yeah.
I like the garlic. And it's funny. Remember how I always say that when I'm cooking, sometimes it'll be something just so good, and sometimes I just have to throw it out. Well, I must tell you, I threw out a lot in the last 2 days. I was trying to create... A vegetable frittata.
Okay.
And I was making it without any dairy and without any cheese because of that 30
challenge.
Whatever.
Oh yeah, 30. Are you doing that too? Or are you trying to do it for beer?
I just thought it would be nice to
right.
accommodate her special diet. And man, I couldn't get it to taste good.
Oh.
I tried it with I do make a frittata, and I do use our spice blends when I do it, but I've never left out so many ingredients.
Okay.
Today I tried using, what is that really thin Italian meat?
Prosciutto.
Prosciutto. As a crust.
Prosciutto.
Yeah. Couldn't get that even to work.
Really?
I think it's because I'm getting ready to move. And so I've already detached from the kitchen. I've already packed everything. I had a couple of cast iron pans, a couple of things, but everything's in a box. So I started hunting through the boxes looking for stuff and finally said, you know what? They're just not going to eat today.
And that's okay because you're always giving us something great. Yeah. Oh, so I was looking up the name. I was trying to remember exactly what it was. The lemon pepper scallops.
Yes.
I put that stuff on everything. Everything.
Oh,
literally.
Goodness.
Like it just good on everything.
Yeah.
And where can our listeners get your spices?
So anyone who's local, so that's in the Northeast,
right.
they can go to any of their supermarkets or their specialty meat and seafood stores. Otherwise, they can get them online. They can get them on Amazon. We have a website, spiceblends.com. They can pick up the phone and call. We've always got someone in the office filling orders. So
just about every store I go into, I see them. Always hanging by the seafood or the meat.
Right.
I see
always
them.
In the meat and the seafood
yeah.
department.
Don't, I see them
almost
everywhere.
Don't get fooled and go to that spice aisle. You'll find those other spices.
So what are some of your, are you able to speak of some of your recipes that are coming in and ones that you like so far?
Well, we haven't tested any of them in the kitchen.
Okay.
But
that's
I did
the fun
write
part,
down
right?
some of the titles because I thought they were just so cool.
Oh, cool.
These were some of my favorites that came in.
You gotta be closer to the microphone.
Sorry. Let's see. I can't even pronounce this, but the picture was so pretty. A vegan shashuka toast with deep fried avocado.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so deep fried
it
avocado.
Was just, we put that one actually, that one's on Facebook.
The recipe already?
The recipe I don't think is unless the person put it on their website as well. We do encourage people when they are doing their recipes to practice on friends. Put it out on Facebook, put it on Twitter, let your friends see it.
Yeah.
It's a great way for them to, you know, why not brag about something that you've created?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'd like to see it, you know.
That one sounds
like the
good.
Publicity.
Maybe I can help you taste test that one.
Absolutely, yeah. Usually we try to go on WMUR to Cook's Corner to make the winning recipe.
Oh,
but
nice.
We always did. We made the winning recipe here. Oh, we had the winner
on
call
the
into
phone.
The show
we
last
did,
year.
Yep.
That's what we did. That was pretty awesome. A shrimp scampi quiche.
Oh.
Now that doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, that's good for this time of year, too. Spring, yeah. Easter, you know, all that.
Cajun bangers and spicy, cheesy grits mash.
Oh,
that just
different.
Sounds comfort food to me.
Yeah.
People are so creative. I can't come up with this stuff.
Mushroom and arugula pizza.
Oh, that might
that
be
does
like.
Sound good.
Southwest sweet potato hash skillet.
Oh, I love sweet potatoes.
All right. This one, I just love the name of this. I don't even know it. I didn't even look at the picture yet. It's an easy orange chicken bowl.
Ball or bowl?
Bowl.
Oh,
so,
okay. Oh, that sounds good.
Doesn't that sound good? I just kind of envision holding a bowl in one hand and chopsticks in the other.
Now, do any of these have the name of the blend that they're planning on
yes.
using?
Yes, so they all have the blend. So when they enter, they put their name, address, all of that. Then they click on the blend that they used. Mm-hmm. They tell us how many servings in their recipe, the name of their recipe, the ingredients, the directions. And then they upload a picture.
So what blend is the avocado one using? I'm curious. Oh, you didn't put it down. See, I put you on the spot.
Yeah, I didn't write it down. I didn't write it down. I was trying not to.
I do love avocado.
I was trying not to influence the judging at all.
Gotcha.
So, of course, I'm the first one to see them. So I start falling in love with things as soon as I see them.
So how many entries do you receive or have you received so far?
Hundreds.
Yeah.
Hundreds. And we get... I mean, we don't care how many we get.
Right.
We are going to test every single recipe
you really
that comes
are.
In.
That was my next
so
question.
Sometimes the first round, we look at it and say, does that make sense?
Right. Okay.
If it doesn't make sense, those tend to
go in the other
not necessarily be tested. We try to narrow it down to the top 25.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go into the kitchen and we start cooking with it.
And who's we?
Well, it changes every year.
Okay.
So there are a group of six of us that do it. I always am, you know, okay, I can't help it. I'm the boss. So I'm involved. And then we have different testers that come in every year. Usually they're friends of ours, but they have, there are rules when they're fed in my house. So for the contest, they're not allowed to drink until they've tasted the dish. They're handed a piece of paper and a pencil when they walk in. They have to rate it on how it looks. The list of ingredients, whether it makes sense to them, the taste, do they think that they could make that recipe?
That's
because good. The whole idea is to make it easy for other people to use the spice blends.
Yeah.
So it's an awful lot of fun.
Yes, this sounds very official.
It is. Well, we do have a $500 cash prize for the first prize,
right.
So we want it to be official.
Official.
And hopefully we'll have the winner call into the show.
So when is, so sometime
so
in April?
So we should
have
April,
probably.
Early May.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think I saw one or two from New Hampshire fly through. So that would be our first. We've never had anyone from New Hampshire enter the contest.
Really?
Wow. Never.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it's usually been bloggers. So that narrows the field a little bit.
Right. And there are a lot of bloggers more out in, I want to say out in Texas and California. Mm-hmm. But I don't really believe that either.
No.
There are plenty of food bloggers around here.
Yeah, for sure.
But now anybody can enter.
Yeah. Awesome. So tell people how to enter, where to go. And
so just go to spiceblends.com, click on, there's a big picture in the middle that says enter the 2017 recipe challenge. Just click on that. It will take you to the entry form. It'll give you the official rules. It'll tell you anything else you want to know. If you want to look at past recipes, if you click on the recipe blend at the top of our homepage, we've tagged those that are previous winners so that you can find them. We've also been posting on Facebook previous winners just to help get ideas. So a lot of people are intimidated by the idea of making a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy. Really, really easy.
Creating a recipe, I can make a recipe. Let me read it and do it. I'm not intimidated by that, but creating a recipe
right.
is
See what
intimidating
goes
to
well
me.
With something else.
Yeah.
It's true. How many years have you been doing the contest?
This is our third year.
Nice. Good. I bet it's growing each time.
Yeah. It's an awful lot of fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Not good for my waistline, but it's really, really fun.
Now, earlier I was saying the food holiday
today is National Crab Meat Day.
Ooh.
So, and I brought in this little recipe that I want to try called Mini Crab Melts. And I was just thinking that, of course, it's my favorite, so I'd probably use it. I was thinking the lemon pepper scallop would be really good on this because they're using mayonnaise, lemon zest, fresh dill, salt, and then some other ingredients. But that's basically the seasoning and some black pepper. I was just thinking that that would be a great spice blend to mix in that instead.
That would be good. They'd leave off the lemon zest then.
Yeah.
Or use the salmon with dill blend.
Okay.
And then you could still use
still
the lemon zest.
The lemon zest. Mm.
So what's your favorite blend, personally? We know Tracy's.
I don't know. I seem to – I go between three of them. The Cajun, because I really like
– Carol really likes the Cajun.
And I tend to cook a lot with that one. The Scampi, because it's a lot of garlic, and you can use it for anything at all. Mm-hmm. And then the salmon with dill, because it's just so mild and nice and makes nice dips. And I use that for, like, lobster salad or shrimp salad, mm-hmm. potato salad, any type of salad. Actually, you know what I did the other day? That the sesame ginger tuna blend, I took canned tuna fish, and I took mayonnaise, and I took a packet of the sesame ginger blend, mixed it in, and used that and the tuna, and then did a patty melt with it. Well, open face. It was delicious.
That sounds
It was
good.
A really different flavor without being overpowering. I really liked it.
A lot of experimenting, huh?
Yeah, a lot of fun.
See, Shelly's good at that, though. I'm always afraid to do it because I want to make something, eat it, and go.
Yeah.
I can't afford to mess it up, but I know I need to get that out of my head and just.
And that's why they made delivery pizza. Okay, so that you can make mistakes like that.
I've been getting better, though. And so far, I've had some pretty good luck with trying different things and not
following
recipes.
Yeah, over the last month, Tracy, you've come up with quite a few different things. I am very impressed. Yes. Proud of you.
Thank you. Well, we are going to take a short break. We are in the studio with Shelly Walcott from Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. You're listening to Food for Thought. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. This is Tracy and Kim is in for me. In the studio right now is Shelly Walcott from Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. We've been chatting a little bit about her recipe competition. So that sounds really fun. But what I would like to know is what is going on your website. You have two different websites, Kim. Tell us a little bit about both of them, what they are, and where people can find them.
Sure. So extremecouponprofessors.net, that's the one where we go over a lot of different savings. And one thing that I have on there now is to show people what to buy in March. And again, it's that planning ahead thing. So we have different foods. You got to think, we were talking about St. Patrick's Day. So we're going to see the corned beef, the cabbage, the carrots, your avocados, tomatoes, all those at this time of year. Spinach is going to be lower in price. Mm-hmm. But it's also frozen food month. So this is where you want to take advantage of all the sales that the stores are having. They're going to have lists of all these frozen foods with special prices. And there's coupons that are in our Sunday paper that you can get to match that up. So we have the sale, you have the coupon, and then an extra bonus is that a lot of the stores, well, I know Hannaford Shaw's does this. They'll say, come and buy $10 worth of these items. And they'll have a page full of different items. And when you do, we'll give you $3 off your next shopping, $5 off your next shopping. So you combine the sale, you use your coupon, and then you get that extra savings that the store is giving you, and it's a great time to stock up on that. And I love to get my frozen vegetables. You'll get more of your waffles that are going to be on sale. So take a peek at that because that's all month long.
I have a little thought about that. It really surprises me because the whole supply and demand thing, you would think that when these things are popular – so that the price would go up.
Exactly. No, they don't. It's seasonal. And I have a whole post about it. I called it Tis the Season. So this is March. And these are the things that you're going to get on sale. And then April, you're going to see the different things. And again, it really goes with the season. Mm-hmm. And spring cleaning, for instance, unfortunately, is coming up. We're going to see all our cleaning products going on sale, bigger coupons, even staples every year in the spring. they have a spring cleaning sales section, and they have different bonuses and rewards that you get when you purchase these things. It goes with the season. So when you can start thinking that, you can start planning ahead more. So that's right. A big help. Out of the food way of savings, ski passes. This is the time where you get your season passes. Huge discounts.
That's true.
We live in Ware, so we go to Pat's Peak. Mm-hmm. And now through March, up till April 1st, is where you're going to have your biggest savings on your passes. So if it's something you want to do, you got to bite the bullet.
I have heard, and I've never done this, and I say every year that I'm going to, they have something where you get a group of people together.
Yes.
That's like, I don't know, 15 or more or something like that.
Yeah.
If you can get into one of those groups, it's even more of a savings.
There is. Yes.
And
exactly.
I have a couple friends that do it, and I don't know why I don't ever get in on it, because I always buy mine at Christmas time when I have loads of extra cash.
I know.
Not.
Again, it's that whole planning ahead.
Right.
And it's hard to really take that concept and know that you're going to be paying hundreds, especially if it's for more than one child or adult.
For us.
You know, that it's hard to take that one, but it is a big savings in the end. So if you can do that, that's a great way to save money there too. And then looking even a little bit further ahead is a lot of moms and dads look for camps for their kids. And last year I posted a lot of early bird specials. You know, you buy the month of April, you'll get $50 off. That $50 is a big savings.
It really
would
is.
You want, yeah. If somebody were going to give you $50, would you take it? Of course, right? So actually over the next couple of weekends, I'll be putting those on my sites because they're starting to come in now. So that's another way, again, plan ahead and save. And the other thing I've been doing on my site and trying to do it on a weekly basis is to plan ahead with our dinner menu. And we've talked about this several times on the show.
It's great when I remember to do it or to take the time to do it,
I should say. I find that for myself, I think because I'm a blogger, but I'm not a food blogger. I put a lot of pressure that I can't just have shake and bake chicken. Monday night shake and bake. Right? You know, it has to be this fancy smancy stuff. But the reality is, if anybody is as busy as I am, it's rare. It doesn't happen too often. So I've been really doing that. And even like tonight is spaghetti and meatballs. Spaghetti, meatballs, and garlic bread. My daughter will turn it into bruschetta, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's simple. And if I hadn't planned it ahead, I would have been driving home. Gosh, what are we having for dinner tonight?
Yeah,
I have no clue.
Every day.
You know, so even if it's simple, if it ends up being breakfast for dinner, it's all right because we're in that mode of speed, of fast. And, hey, we finally have everybody home. It's 8 o'clock at night. What are we having? So I've really been doing that, and a lot of the readers appreciate that, and I think appreciate, too, just the genuineness of, you're right, it doesn't have to
be
this.
Real.
Yeah, exactly, of being real and knowing that spaghetti and meatballs and sauce out of the jar is going to happen tonight.
Yeah, that's mine.
So
that's where the crock pot comes in handy,
Crock pot does.
But that takes planning, too.
You still have to plan ahead.
Well, it's funny, you were mentioning frozen vegetables in the market now, and a lot of people are a little turned off by frozen veggies.
Yeah.
And what they don't understand is those are generally fresher and have more nutrition than the fresh ones because they've been picked and frozen immediately instead of spending that travel time getting to your supermarket.
Yeah.
But I clean out my freezer in a crock pot
when I
start having half bags of frozen things around.
Oh, that's a good
idea. Yeah, it's true. I'll make a big pasta thing for my son. We'll do the pasta, we'll do the beans, we'll do the ground turkey, and then I'll have canned tomatoes, but then sometimes I have fresh that aren't being used. I'll throw them all in. So we do a lot of that too, frozen peas and grab all that. But again, it does take the planning. And then planning ahead in the morning, if you have to be out of the house at 7 a.m., you have to give yourself an extra 15 minutes and make sure you took whatever out of the freezer. But really, we just do Monday. Often I'll just do Monday through Thursday because Friday's kind of a little bit laid back. And if we eat a little later, it's not a big deal.
Right.
But if I have something, an idea, I'll put it on for Friday. But gosh, if you can plan 3 or 4 days, it just makes so much.
Oh, yeah.
It makes your evening
it really
so
does.
Much easier.
Especially at the beginning of the week. If you can maybe plan Sunday, I found that when I do it, even if I can plan, because I get this in my head, if I don't plan the whole week, it's not worth it. But it is. If you can
at
least plan for like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
yeah,
the beginning of that week, it just kind of take, and even if it's leftovers for the last couple of days,
well,
it makes a big difference.
I usually put leftovers. Unfortunately, in our house, we never get leftovers.
We don't always either.
We don't always either.
I'm like so bumming when I don't. And when I am, I'm like, wow, this is a great treat, isn't it? Yeah.
You got to make double then so you can have leftovers.
I know.
Make
and that's
more.
The other thing, too. Like, I made a lasagna the other day, and I had enough of my ingredients. And I'm like, you know what? I'm here. Let's make two. Yeah. So I have one, froze one. Or you're in it. Make a vegetable one so you have that one for later as well. So again, planning ahead, that's just such the key. And
and you said something about eating sometimes breakfast for dinner.
Oh yes.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
As a parent,
right,
is it okay, answer this question. This is my son's question.
Cereal?
This morning.
What, go ahead.
Oh no.
What?
So I said, you hungry? What do you want for breakfast? Can I have a corn dog?
Well, it's bread and meat.
It's mom's first.
I would have said yes.
Mom first instinct is no. You can't have a corn dog for breakfast.
I know, right? Yeah. No, it's all right.
Haven't you ever eaten leftover pizza for breakfast?
I can't. No,
I
that's
don't.
Gross.
I
to
don't
me.
Like it.
My okay, kids, I love
see,
it.
That's just my own mentality, and I probably should get over it. And I probably should have just said yes, but of course I said no. Like, no, you can't have corn dog for breakfast.
The other thing too is when I'm planning the meals, then I actually put things in a bag. So everybody knows not to touch those. So I was going to make a cream of broccoli soup, and I have a great recipe I'll share maybe next time. I had all the broccoli there, the frozen broccoli and cheese. And I have to give the kids kudos. I was working, and they had off, and they made baked potato with broccoli and cheese for lunch. But there went my broccoli and cheese for my soup that I was going to make that night.
I don't have to worry about that in my house. That's not going to happen in my house, the kids making broccoli on their own.
But that helps, to be able to put something aside. If things are in a bag, they're not going to open it. We even had this funny thing. We get batches of bananas, and we get like three of them. And if you go to Sam's Club, they're all wrapped, you know. If we leave them in the fruit bowl wrapped, they will not eat them.
It's too much work.
Oh my gosh. My husband took the bananas. He unwrapped them. The bananas are gone that day.
Yeah.
Same day. Crazy,
it's the
huh?
Same thing it's hard to get kids to eat fruits and vegetables sometimes. And if it's just in the crisper, they're not going to touch it. But if you take the time and chop it up and put it, even if it stays in the refrigerator, chop it up in something they can just go in and pick on.
Yeah.
It literally is. If it takes more than 3 seconds, they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
So that's a good tip.
I know.
That's funny though. Having them wrapped. I hadn't heard of that before.
So speaking of bananas,
okay.
We've all had them go bad on our counter. Okay. And you don't know what to do with them. So you know, all those recipes you see of the 3-ingredient cookies that have no sugar in them. So it's oatmeal, raisins, and a ripe banana. Try them. They are delicious. Absolutely. So all you do is you take that really, really, really overripe banana.
Yeah, that happens.
So you're ready
to
throw it out, and you say, I just can't throw it out. Okay.
So it's black.
Yeah. So you take the skin off, and of course, it's all over your hands. So you put it in a bowl, you mush that up, take a cup of oatmeal.
Okay.
And mix it together. I throw in raisins just to give it a little something extra.
Yeah.
They don't form like dough cookies do. Okay.
They're
but
loose.
You make a little ball. I usually use one of the scooper, like the melon scoopers. Put it on a baking dish. I flatten it out a little bit. I like them all the same size. I'm just a little anal like that. Put it in the oven. 10 minutes, maybe.
Really?
I tend to not be good with the times and cooking things. Just watch them.
Okay.
They're not going to get golden brown like a cookie. But when you take them out, they are chewy. They're sweet from the banana and the raisin. They have no flour in them, no sugar in them. They are absolutely delicious.
So you're saying 1 cup of oatmeal to 1 banana?
Look it up online.
Okay.
Just do a search for banana and oatmeal cookies or something like that.
Yeah.
Or 3-ingredient cookies. They used to fly by my Facebook.
Yeah.
And I used to look at them and go, oh, those are going to be awful. And then one day those bananas were sitting there, and you can just put so many of them in the freezer to use for smoothies.
Me too. Yeah.
That's true. And then to me again, so I'm talking about the kids being lazy. You know, they start to get ripe, and I think I'm going to go and slice them all up and put them in a baggie so they can use them for smoothies. And then they never do any always and throw them in the trash.
Oh, I make smoothies.
Yeah, we use smoothies for ours too. I like that.
But I like them frozen, so I got to freeze them. And I don't want to just put them in whole because they're too hard to cut.
Yeah,
just they break when they're frozen when you put them in the blender.
All right, so I don't need to cut them up. All right, well, thank you guys. You've been listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Thanks, Kim, for filling in for Carol today. Shelly, it's always great having you.
Thank you.
I hope you all have a wonderful day. Up next is Kale and Company.
So stay tuned. You're listening to Food for Thought. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.